know sometimes I'm so far away from you, darling. But here's what I want you to do while I'm gone. You ought to take my love with you.
That was Eli Paperboy Reed and the True Loves. Apparently a Boston band, so I'm going to have to go look for them. I don't think I've installed iConcert Cal on this new computer, so I think I'll have to do that. If you haven't done that, go check it out, iConcert Cal. I don't know the URL, but I'll put it in the show notes. It's basically a plugin for iTunes that searches your entire music library, and based on zip code will tell you who's playing in your library, when and where, with links to the venues and everything. I mean, it's one of the sickest apps. I don't see live music that much, rarely ever, which is odd being a musician, but for me, it's tough to go see live music because I tend to be pretty critical and I don't enjoy myself that much. And every time I go see music, I'd rather be home making music. That's how I feel. So, but this thing is so cool. You know, when people are coming into town, if they want to go see something, knowing who's around, what's going to be happening, man, it's just a really cool tool. So go check that out. What else? I am using an app I used it for the second night, called Dream Recorder. And Dream Recorder is Mac only. And what it does is it uses your eyesight camera to monitor your sleeping and record your night's rest. And it does it in a, I mean, it's a really cool concept, really cool program. And I haven't gotten it to work completely the way I want yet. In the pitch black, it's not been able to take my picture. It's not showing anything. But how it works, it takes snapshots. I don't know how often. And it'll also take a movie. And the movies are small, so 4 megabytes, something like that. So it's not taking up tons of space. But it watches you. And anytime you move or make noise, it registers it. And it registers as a like an amplitude. So is it really high? Is this was a very restless move or a restful move? And it's pretty slick. The first night I did it, the next morning I take a look, and I could just see my entire night's sleep. Went to bed at 12, woke up at 8, and it was it was a good restful 8 hours sleep. And you could see when I started waking up, there was when the sun started coming into the room, and you could see me toss and turn a bit. Now, apparently for the 6 hours before that, I didn't move at all. And I don't know if that's true or not because I was asleep, but I'd like to find out. So I'm going to try and figure out these camera settings and report back, because I love the idea of this app. You can only use this sleeping alone, unfortunately, because if your person you're sleeping with moves, then it captures them. It still might, if you can see who's moving, it still might be good to be able to say, okay, let's filter that out. How often am I moving? How restless am I? But the idea is it records dreams. It's a dream recorder. And one of the reasons how it works is it'll record your voice. So if you just start talking, you want to record a dream that you just had, all you have to do is start talking and record it. And that is a cool idea, because this is something I've wanted to do. Is track dreams to find out how often I have negative dreams, first of all, because this is part of my coaching thing, just to find out. The goal is to not have negative dreams. I mean, if you got to work something out, you got to work something out. But if you're having negative dreams all the time, time to see the shrink. So I've just wanted to record dreams. I wanted some sort of way to just capture stuff. Here's synchronicity again. I talked about this before, but this comes up. I put it as a to-do to find a way or to create a workflow for recording my dreams. Not all the content. I don't need to do that, but I do want to just know, relatively, are they good or bad? Or do I remember them? But especially if they're bad, I want to know. And I put that on my to-do list Monday. And so, yeah, Monday night, 9 p.m., I'm stumbling upon sites, right? I'm just using StumbleUpon. And here comes this dream recorder. I'm like, whoa, what is this? There's the answer to my prayers. I literally stumbled upon it. The other cool thing is it can work with iTunes, so it can wake you up. It can put you to sleep with a playlist or selected music. And I have, my own special songs and hypnosis type tracks to put me to sleep and to wake me up that I created a long time ago. So I can use those with it. It has its own nice sounds as well. The one that I used to wake me up yesterday was, I think it was called Angels or something. And it was a nice angelic, slow, gradual wake up. So not that I don't use alarms. I get up naturally. I've always gotten up naturally ever since I've been self-employed. That was one of my major goals, and yeah, I did it. So I get up naturally. But it's nice to, if you need to get up or you want to start getting up earlier or you want to limit the amount of sleep you're getting or something, having a something as nice as Angels is a great wake-up call. And then in the middle of the night, there's supposed to be a period where you have heightened dreams, something like that. And they say if you go to sleep at 12, I think it's between 3 and 4, something like that. And you can put sounds there to help stimulate your dreaming. That's a cool idea. So I did that the first night, and I didn't notice them consciously. Last night, I didn't have the greatest night's sleep. I had a hard time getting to sleep. So when that sound came on, I wasn't so psyched about it. And I had to mute the computer, actually, which probably further made my night more restful. But I feel fine this morning. I've got enough sleep, so no problem. But I want to look more into this app about getting the picture to work in the dark. And finding more about the camera settings, and you know, even if I have to sleep alone every once in a while just to find out how things are going, it's worth it, because this is a really cool app, so I'm psyched about that. What else is going on? Yeah, the coaching thing is still happening. I'm really excited about everything I've done. I put all of my spreadsheets on Google Apps with the idea of sharing them with a coach, with somebody to monitor them, or just to make them available for other people, stuff like that. I haven't made them public. I don't know what I'm going to do about that yet. But I ended up, because I wanted to spend a day with Learning Numbers, the new spreadsheet app by Mac, I ended up exporting them from Google Docs, putting them into Numbers, and boy, I like Numbers a lot more. Not only is it, you know, a simple, intuitive Mac-style app, it's much sexier to play with. Google Docs is cool, and I like that a lot more than Excel. I won't use Excel anymore unless I have to have a specific macro, which I can't imagine why I would have to, unless, you know, somebody's given me a file. So I'll have it on my system. But Numbers is cool. I imported all the spreadsheets that I had on Google Docs into Numbers, made them nice and pretty for myself, and started doing my tracking and creating a to-do list, or not a to-do list, but a GTD-style project management out of all of these coaching programs. And boy, I'm really excited to use this Numbers system, especially the grading system that I created. I created a special spreadsheet to do grading, and it was just a simple template in Numbers that for teachers. And I started looking at it. And I'm like, oh man, I could really use this. You know, each thing is a subject. Each program, coaching program, is a subject. Track my relative levels of improvement each month or bi-weekly or whatever, as often as I go through these programs. So, you know, I can track my progress. I created some nice color conditional highlighting. So if I'm below 20% on any one program, it'll show up as, and I try not to make it look alarming, but I did use red at one of those intervals. You know, if you're just getting started, no point calling it red. So I think below 20% is purple, just to make me not feel so bad. But it's motivating. So, and it's got me thinking, one, how I could keep track of coaching clients using this either Google spreadsheet or Google Docs or any other spreadsheet app, but being able to track other clients' progress. The other thing is, now, okay, this is just Coachville coaching programs, but what if I create, you know, anything based on 100% system and I want to start tracking it? Well, it just really got me thinking, as something I've been wanting to do for a long time musically, is to create some of these style, like, okay, if you want to be a songwriter, the songwriter checklist is this. These are the things that you can do. These are the things that you understand. And of course, I always try and apply it to the NLP neurological levels. So your environment, a songwriting environment, you have these things prepared in your songwriting environment. You have an instrument, you have something to record, you have something to write on. And then beliefs, you know, those are also, skills are important, beliefs are important, songwriting values, and ecology, thinking about, okay, I know who this song is going to be for, I have them in mind as I'm writing it, you know, the songs don't exist in a vacuum, so other ecological things would be to make sure that your song is prepared for, or you have a system in place for submitting your music to Taxi, this, that, the other, getting it played on podcasts, all of these things. And that would just be a songwriting program. Then there would be like the piano program. So I am fluent with the hand in book one up to 120 BPM. You know, that's one thing. Hand in book two BPM. And then I would define what those books are that I think are that those skills that I need to have. Others would be beliefs that and environment and all of that stuff. So going through that, thinking in terms of neurological levels to help organize this stuff, because a lot of the coaching programs can be all about beliefs or all about values or all about fluffy stuff and no skill, or sometimes they're all skill and no fluffy stuff. And I think that we need a greater balance, and I love the neurological levels for breaking that kind of stuff up and giving you a little bit of a map of the territory to use to guide your content. So I'm excited about getting a couple of those things happening. Let's see, what else? I'm starting to lose interest in a few things, like the iPhone is one. I'm not using it nearly as much, so some of that novelty of having it has worn off. I don't constantly need to check my email. I don't constantly need to browse Twitter or whatever on my iPhone. But I still love it. Okay, I still use it all the time. I'm not using it at the gym anymore to track my workouts. My workouts are so intense right now that I don't trust having the iPhone. I don't trust having it in my pocket around all the weights and stuff at this point. I'd like to get a shuffle just to have some music to keep me occupied. But I've gone to the old pen and paper of tracking my workouts, which is going well. The 300 workout, I've only done it three times now. The first time was a bust, hurt my back really bad. The second time, it was more of a 105 workout. To yesterday's workout, I didn't do the full count. But it was closer to 3/5. Of the 300, and now I'm starting to realize that the 300 is not necessarily a workout as much as it is an event. The idea is that you do 25 pull-ups, no rest. You do 50 deadlifts, no rest. I can't do that. It's taken me three sets to get to, in pull-ups. Well, what did I get to? I did something like 8, 5, and then 4, and I'm only doing three sets. If I could keep going, but I'm just going to do three sets and get those numbers up, and until, you know, then it's two sets to get to 25, and then finally it's one set to get to 25. So it's an event, it's not a workout. You train the 300 in order to complete the 300, and it's a great workout. I'm really digging the kettlebells, the way that you have to use like a clean and press with a kettlebell requires so much of your core muscle strength. It requires your legs, your arms, your shoulders. I'm pretty impressed with how much of your supporting muscles it does use, and it really feels like a good pump, full body exercise. So I'm excited about the kettlebells. I'm excited about the 300 workout. And the other thing that I was, before I went off on a tangent, the other thing that I've been not too excited about or starting to lose interest in is my social networking, my Twitter and my Facebook. I'm not going back and reading all the Twitters that happened throughout the night. I'm feeling not so connected to the community. A lot of my friends that were on there don't seem to be doing anything on it. So, I'm always looking for them. Right now, it just seems to be where I keep track of the A-listers. And I don't want to be a follower. So I'm just losing interest. But there's still great connections to be had out in there, and so I'm not going to give it up just yet. Especially every time I would post a new music project, I would get people to listen to it and comments, and that was really useful. But right now I'm not posting that many, so that's going to change this week. And let's see. And Facebook. Facebook is so cool, but again, my friends are just so not active. And I think I need some new friends, some tech friends. I think I really do. All my friends just aren't tech enough. And it would be nice to have some people that are pulling me rather than pulling all my friends along when it comes to technology. So, where else? What else? I forgot to take the garbage out. I can hear the sound of the garbage trucks. And I forgot to take it out yesterday. But it was a holiday Monday, so I was hoping that, you know, I wouldn't, it would be a day later, but I'm wrong. So Katie's still gone. She comes back Sunday. I really miss her. It's been very lonely here, even though, you know, I'm enjoying some time alone, getting some work done, and stuff like that. I guess that's about it. I'm kind of running out of things to say. So, real quick, some podcasts. I've downloaded some new podcasts, subscribed to some new ones, just to test out the HD display, and boy, is it nice. So, The Hidden Universe HD from NASA, the Washington Post HD podcast, there's another NASA one, might be NASA Cast Video, but I think that's the non-HD one. Yep, not exactly sure, but the whole HD thing is super slick. The definition is just amazing. Oh, and one fun thing that I've been doing is while I was doing all of the, you know, these spreadsheets and stuff like that, which can be fun, but you know, I have the radio on or something like that. Well, now that my computer can handle it, playing video alongside of, you know, having a couple browsers and numbers and maybe some other things, my chats and all that stuff open. Now that it can do that, I had, I went through season one through season three of The Office. Whenever a moment, or whenever a good Dwight Schrute moment presented itself, I clipped it and I've stored it in this folder. And so I completed that project yesterday. And now I'm going to take all my Dwight Schrute clips and I'm going to put them into iMovie and I'm just going to have a little fun. I'm not going to spend much time editing it, just making sure that the cuts are nice. And I'm going to put together, probably it's going to be half an hour worth, I'm guessing, half an hour worth of Dwight Schrute. And I've made some discoveries about Dwight Schrute and who he is and who he reminds me of in my own life, which I will never share publicly, only privately. So you'll have to give me a call. And if it's the person that it reminds me of calling, I've got to think up of somebody now who it reminds me of that's doable. And I'll just make up somebody he doesn't know. So I've done that. I don't know. Having whatever 100 and some gigs or of space on a computer and being able to carry three seasons on of Office on my hard drive is something that I'm really happy about. I love space. And it was such a drag constantly trying to find space. And I know I'm going to end up filling all of this space, but so far it's stuff that I don't need to keep. You know, it would be no problem to put all of those three seasons on my media drive, whatever. Like my Logic projects, I'll still archive them, still do all that stuff. But it's just really cool to have space. So I think I'm going to sign off. I can't think of anything else to mention. I'm looking around, seeing if there's things that I can comment on. But there's not. So that's what I'm going to do. It's 9:22 at this point in time on a Wednesday morning, September the 5th. And going to go to the gym here about 10. It's Pilates day, so today I'll go to the gym, do my treadmill workout for 20 minutes, come home, do my intermediate Pilates workout, take my shower, get back to work, and should be a good day. Hoping to be very productive. It's been a very productive week, and gonna put some music out this week. That's my commitment to you, the non-audience that I have, I'm sure. And I'm gonna close out with another song by Eli Paperboy Reed and the True Loves called "Am I Just Fooling Myself?" Dig.
It's so hard to see the truth sometimes. A fool in love is so often blind. Yeah, when we play with love, it's a losing game. But will it be me? To bear the shame? Oh, baby. Do you love me, baby? Or am I just fooling myself? Oh yeah. I tried so hard to make you see that you're the only. every time I fall. But like a fool, just like a fool, darling, oh, I keep hanging round, hanging round, hanging round. Oh, baby, do you love me, darling? Or am I just fool?